is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. In the wake of Trump's immigration ban, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau offered this counter message: to those fleeing persecution, terror, and war, Canadians will welcome you, regardless of your faith. Diversity is our strength. Welcome to Canada was the hashtag. Trudeau tweeted that message hours before a shooting last night at a mosque in Quebec City killed six and wounded a number of others. Prime Minister Trudeau's message today is that these attacks were terrorism. Alan Woods is Quebec bureau chief for the Toronto Star newspaper. A very frustrating, bizarre, and brutal, tragic series of events in the midst of a controversy that we're having in the United States. Where does it stand right now?
Well, we've got, there were two people arrested originally. Police classified them as two suspects. They believe responsible for the shooting. Then, more recently, they reclassified one of them. He's no longer a suspect. He is, in fact, a witness. And this witness, according to his landlord and some of his neighbors that we've talked to, he's a young student from Morocco, but a Canadian citizen, and was actually praying at the mosque and not not plotting mass murder, as we might have been led to believe earlier.
So as the investigation continues, certainly the backdrop and the context here is that there has been a certain amount of tension, civic tension, between Muslims in Quebec and Francophone Canadians who view some practices of Muslims with suspicion and, as is the case in France, have attempted to regulate and cause people to behave in different sorts of ways that has produced tension.
Yeah, there have been various measures brought in by various different governments over the last decade or so, with the goal basically of trying to ensure or bolster secularism, which is very much in line with a rich tradition of secularism in France. And it's caused some tension. It's resulted in some young people fleeing to join the Islamic State. It's resulted in proposed legislation that was never actually passed that suggested that public servants, so teachers and nurses and doctors and things like that, wouldn't be allowed to wear religious gear such as Muslim headscarves or turbans and the like while at work.
But that said, it would be an enormous leap to, in any way, at this point of the investigation, connect that tension with this brutality or the message of Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau with this brutality. And we should note that President Trump has offered his condolences through a message earlier today.
Yeah, I mean, the little we do know of the person who remains a suspect, the single and only suspect, in the case so far, it sounds like he was a bit isolated socially. Apparently, he had a bit of a history on social media of being a crank, of railing against feminists and refugees and the like. But certainly, I don't think anything that would have allowed us to foresee such a horrific mass killing.
Before we go, Alan, Quebec City, a wonderful place, is obviously shaken by all of this. Could you describe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, it's everywhere. It's I went to grab a burger for lunch, and people were glued to the newspapers and to the television, and they're just following this in this sort of sense of disbelief. There's going to be a big rally. I expected to sort of be impressive numbers. I believe that Prime Minister Trudeau and some of the other political leaders are going to be here in Quebec City to share their sympathies and send their condolences with the wider community.
Alan Woods, Quebec bureau chief for the Toronto Star newspaper, reporting on the terrible shooting at a mosque in Quebec. Alan, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.